have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Yes, Lord, it's the word, it's the word, it's the word. Come on here. I don't know about y'all, but the word will make something happen. The word of God will move things. The word of God, God is the word. Come on here. Open up your mouth tonight and say something. Hallelujah. Good evening, everybody. Good evening, everybody. Let everything that have breath praise ye the Lord tonight. Open up your mouth and tell God something. Listen, closed mouths don't get fed. We always say this. You can't get, listen, people ain't fixed to give you nothing. You're going to have to let them know that you are in need. Amen. And then they will move for you. And then they may give you. But as long as your mouth is closed and they think you don't need anything, right? So, but when you open up your mouth and say, listen, I have a request. Listen, I have a need. Then people will try to help you, right? So open up your mouth and say something. And it's the same way with God. You need God to do something for you. You need God to move mountains for you. You need God to rock miracles for you. But if you don't open up your mouth and tell him what you want, he knows already what you need. Come on, before you even ask. But he want to hear you declare it out of your mouth, what you need him to do. So tonight, we are so excited to be here with you. Listen, take a few minutes and go ahead and let your neighbors know. Let your friends. Go call your auntie and them. Go call Uncle Bebe and them. Come on. Come on. Get them on the line today. Amen. And let them know that we are here tonight. Amen. We're here. Amen. We're here tonight. Amen. Just like God said we would. Amen. You know, it used to be a time where you could say to people, listen, you can make plans. You can make arrangements. You can plan a whole year in advance. You can't do that now. I mean, if you try to go in a plan in advance a whole year, something is going to happen. Something will transpire within that year, which may cause you not to do it on the date that you said, or may cause you to delay it. Because guess what? We are not the father of time. We don't have time in our hands. God holds time in his hand. So what I want you to do is to begin to use the word more now than ever. If it's his will. If it's his will, I'll see you tomorrow. If it's his will, I'll be here next week. Amen. Stop saying, oh, girl, we're making plans. We're going to see y'all in June. June may come and you still not be there. So we don't have that kind of time. We don't have the luxury of saying where we're going to be a year from now, because no man knoweth, nobody but God, right? So if it's God's will, I'll be here in June. If it's God's will, I shall be. Hey, yes, I will, in St. Louis in November. If it's God's will, I will be there in rare form, right? Hallelujah. It's going down. When I get there, the party ain't going to get started till I get there. Y'all better hear me. It's not going to get started till I get there in November. Hallelujah. I'm truly excited about what God is doing in the earth. I'm excited about what God is doing in his people, for his people. And he's using his people to make those things manifest. I am so grateful tonight to be here with you. Amen. And just to know that God has us on his mind is enough for me. A lot of times we have friends, we got family that don't even check up on us. We got friends that only time they come around is when they want something. You got family members like that as well. But isn't it a blessing to have a father who always has you on his mind, who always wants the best for you? Who, listen, I'm telling you, that's a blessing, right? Glory to God. So go ahead and let them know that I'm here tonight. And there is a word from the Lord. Amen. So we're going to go ahead with the accolades. We're going to get them on out of the way. I truly thank God for my husband tonight. Bishop Hunter, I bless God for you tonight. Amen. And the Forever Flowing Ministries family, right? Here in Mobile, here in the other states, even in Africa, we thank God for you all, right? So we want to thank God for Dr. Kimmy Kim tonight and the Elations family. Y'all put your sanctified hands together for her. Come on here. Let's do it right. Amen. You got to learn to celebrate others, because see, when you don't celebrate, oh my, shikataba, when you don't want to celebrate nobody else, ain't nobody going to want to celebrate you, right? So learn to celebrate others. You ain't got to know them. You ain't got to know nothing about them, but if you hear something good, celebrate what you heard that is good. Because a lot of times people can't, they don't talk good of you in behind closed doors. They only do it in your face. But now I need to know, can you speak well about me when I'm turning my back? Can you speak good of me when I'm not looking at you or paying attention? Can you still love on me when I'm not in your face, right? That's how you know when people are for real. And I thank God tonight that I know that she is a friend indeed. Amen. And I appreciate her for I just thank God for the connection. I thank God for how he brought us together. And she's my little sister. Amen. And I'm telling you, she is a beautiful person from the inside out and from the outside in. So God is doing a great work in her, through her, and for her. And she's using every gift that she has to be a blessing to the kingdom of God. And I thank God for that, because you can't say that a lot of times about people. You know, when people have know-it-all and when they have the different gifts, sometimes they get bigoted, they get beside themselves. They don't think about nobody but self. They're selfish. Amen. But she's not like that. She is a selfless person. Amen. She's willing to help anybody, you know, and I thank God for that. Even if you had a bad rep, that's all right. She ain't thinking about your rep. What she's thinking about is, can you live the life that you're preaching about now? Are you the woman or the man of God that who God says you is? That's all she's worried about. She ain't caught up about what people say about you. She's smart. That's wisdom. And that's the way we all got to be. Stop judging a person because of what somebody else said concerning them. You don't know. That person could very well be lying to you. Uh-huh. Yeah, they could very well be lying to you to keep you from being connected. Right? Because oftentimes, and I know this in my life, there are people would say, oh, don't get connected with her. And they were like, why? What's wrong with her? Don't get connected with her because, yada, yada. They got all kinds of stories. But listen, the story don't have to be true. And most times the story is not. Most times they're just haters. So most times they're just jealous. Most times they just don't want you to connect with me because they know it. Once we connect, we're going somewhere. Right? Because I am a pusher. I am a spiritual cheerleader. I believe in pushing those who listen, those who's riding with me. Now, I ain't got time to be trying to push everybody. No. I can only push those whom God has placed in my hands. Sometimes when you're trying to push other people and they're not your assignment, yeah, you wear yourself out. You get tired. Sometimes you're getting frustrated because they're not pulling their weight, right? So, but I've learned when God have put you together with somebody, he have yoked y'all up for ministry, right? For the kingdom connections, you'll find that your job will be a lot easier long as it's a connection from God. But when it's a connection from hell, Lord have mercy. Listen, I'm going to say this one more time this week. There are some people that I don't ever want to see again in life. You hear me? The only way I want to see them if God is sending them to be a blessing to my ministry, to fund my ministry, and or to bless my hands, to bless, put something in my hands, substance, where I may be able to help somebody else. Other than that, I don't ever care to see them again. Once I release you, that's it. That's it. Because, see, the Lord has given me long-suffering. I long-suffer with people. I go to the end of the road, and I'm always getting the short end of the stick. But I'm in a place right now. Listen, if you don't want to do right, just don't hinder me. Stay on out of my way so I can do what God called me to do. We got enough people that's just sitting on the sidelines. Y'all know the sideliners don't always get in the game, right? So you got enough sideliners. They're already mad because God put you on the front line. Come on here. And so because of God putting you on the front line, that means you have drive. That means you got tenacity. That means you make mistakes, but you are learning from your mistakes. You're not laying there wallowing in your mess or in your mistake. You get back up again. Come on here. While they're on the sideline, I told you so, baby, you don't know nothing. Because if you knew something, you would not have lost your position. There are a lot of people losing rank, and they're losing their positions that God has given them because Lord have mercy, they don't want to do what it takes to keep them there. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times what it takes to keep you there, yeah, you may not have qualified for the position. You didn't have the know-it-all. Your knowledge couldn't keep you in the position, but it was God's grace. It was his grace. He graced you for it. And because you couldn't get away with some things like other people, you fell along the wayside. And because God is using those who really want him, he's using those who really are seeking after him. And they're moving to the next. Listen, they're going on. They're going forth. They're not sitting back. Sometimes because you got out of position, you have lost rank. So therefore, you got to go back to entry level. Mm-hmm. You got to start over again. Glory to God. While the ones who started off with you, they're going on. And they still marching in battle because they did not quit. You quit. Quitters never win. Amen. They never win. So let us go to the, let's go before the throne of grace where we may obtain mercy tonight. Father, we thank you for these are people that are on this broadcast tonight. Lord God, whether they will come back by replay, Father, we thank you tonight. We give you glory. We give you praise. We give you honor because you alone are worthy. Tonight, God, speak a word into our spirit. Speak a word, oh God, as only you can. Lord, set a fire down in us that we can't contain, that we can't control. Lord, we thank you tonight for what you're about to do, for what you're about to say. Father God, help us, oh God, to walk this walk with you, oh God. Let us not get tired. Lord God, let us not get weary in doing well because we're getting ready to reap if we faint not. Father, we give you the praise. We give you all the glory. Lord God, let us be receptive of your word tonight. These and other blessings we ask in your son Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Listen, how many of you know that as long as you're doing good, everybody rooting for you, they on your side? Yeah, even the ones who talk about you, they on your side. Especially, sometimes they don't be in agreement with you until it appears as if you doing better than what they thought you would do. For an example, I have a nephew that is on American Idol. So he keep placing, but last week they didn't show him singing because he said there's so many people. That audition and so many people, other people, so a lot of them, but he still moved to the next level, next round. So they didn't show him last night, and he was just saying, you know, God had given him a word. He says, will you still serve me even if I end this American Idol for you? Now, he sings better than anybody that I've heard perform, and he has a beautiful voice. So, you know, yes, American Idol have given him they'll never forget his voice because he's one in a million, but they have given him a platform that is going to be larger than life itself. But the thing is, God will open up a door for you, and then he'll shut the door because I said this to him, and that is American Idol may somewhere down the line, they're going to make you choose which genre you are going to do. He's a gospel artist. He's a preacher. Amen. And so, you know, it may have to come to the end of the road, not because you can't beat everybody. It is just because you choose to live for God, right? And you're not going to sell your soul, right, for a, because some of those idols, y'all know, they had a one-hit wonder, and that's it. So, and so he's in the studio right now working on his album. So either way, God's still going to bless. So, but you got friends. As long as y'all together doing well, you y'all good, and you keep each other's business. But something bad happened to you. And they could know, these same people can be, have them slept in the same bed with you, that slept in the same room, y'all traveled together, y'all ate together because you're on the same team, right? And something bad happens to you, and then they were quiet for a moment. Now, here comes somebody out of the group and want to talk negative of you. I'm going somewhere. Let me go on here right now. I'm talking about Granger. Amen. The woman, WNBA player, amen, that's in Russia, right, in the jail, has no access, cannot talk to anybody in America. She has to talk by way of her three lawyers there in Russia, right? And so now her teammates are wanting to open up after all this time. Y'all were there when she got locked up. Some of you went on back home. And because instead of you going back home to tell the family what's really going on, you know, you kept your mouth closed. Now they want to talk. And the reason why they want to talk is if they can get rid of her, some of them, their pay raise, their monies may go up. And if they can get her off the team, then that means that they will be offered a better spot. Isn't that just like jealousy? Isn't that jealousy? Isn't that, listen, that's jealousy in all forms. And see, that's what we do. We be jealous of our sisters and brothers in the Lord, in Christ. And as long as we on the same page, on the same level, we good. But the moment God began to elevate them, because their seeking, their drive is is more intense because they want more. They're seeking him more. They're doing what it takes, and they're laying out, they're sacrificing more because they're fasting and they're praying, and you're not fasting, right? Hallelujah. But it's going to take, the Bible says, some things only come out by fasting and prayer. So there are some things you ain't going to be able to get rid of unless you fast and pray. And so you got, and so now because something happens to you, everybody was on the same page, and now they want to run their mouth, which one says, one of the ladies says, well, I don't really want to say nothing because I don't want to hurt a case. Well, you done already hurt a case because you making it seem like you got some dirt on her. The only dirt you have is she's the best player, right? And she's the best player for the job, and now you want to talk about her so that you can win the position over there, Rush. I'm going to say this. What's good for the goose should be good for the gander. But what's for you, can't no man stop it. Can't nobody take your position if you doing what you're supposed to be doing. Can't nobody trump you. I don't care what lies they tell. A lie will soon die out. Yeah, you say, well, it's been lies. I've been hearing the same lie for years. You know why you've been hearing the same lies for years? Because you've been around the same kind of people. But once you elevate, honey, and you stop hanging around them people that ain't going nowhere, you won't hear the same stuff. Because once you begin to elevate in your mind, you get around like-mindedness. You no longer run with the same crowd and everybody pulling each other down, crabs in the bucket, mentality. You don't run with those kind of people. So you won't hear the same stuff because you're in a new circle. You got a new circle of friends. Anytime you elevate in your economical statuses, anytime you advance even in marriage from you're no longer a girlfriend, you're not marriage status, things change. So therefore, you're not around the same kind of people who are always pulling each other down, who are always, you know, always after each other's man, always trying to, you know, bad mouth this one, bad mouth that one. So you don't hear the same stuff when you move up levels, right? But as long as you stand in the same level, you hear the same stuff because you're around the same kind of people. So yeah, now they're wanting to talk, and y'all already know what color they are. Amen. And so, but it's okay. My prayer is that she get back to the United States safe. You know, and I understand, you know, and I can't listen. If they don't, if vaping is a charge over there or whatever, it's a charge, you know, but in the United States, they vape, right? You know, you had even young kids vaping, 12 and 13 had vape in middle school. So, you know, they said it's against the law over there. And I just don't understand that because they do other things, and that should be against the law. But all I'm saying is let us continue to pray for her safety, amen, because she is in a point in her life where nobody needs to be locked up in Russia, and not, especially not nobody from the United States of America, amen. All right, there are a lot of things, you know, that's going on. I want y'all to understand that your tax dollars is not are or will be or maybe your tax dollars is paying for this war. So therefore, everything is going to go up around us. Therefore, also things will not be, it'll be hard to get. You know, things that we are used to getting on a day-to-day basis will become obsolete, you know. So that's why it's important to stock up so that when you run out of Band-Aid, you probably can get some out of your store plus, right? Amen. Hallelujah. So stop taking things for granted, people of God. If you say you are in the fivefold, you should be praying, hearing from God concerning his war. This is a war which the United States cannot fight in. They're trying to help on the outskirts. You know, they're offering their services. They're giving advice and all of this stuff. But this is a war we can't fight in because we are not prepared to go to World War III. Now, yeah, you got people that's ready to go. But what did we just come out of? A pandemic. We're not ready to go into World War III. So we shouldn't be fighting World War III, and we, you know, and it's not our fight, right? So let us continue to pray. And I want to encourage every prophetic person, hear what the Lord is saying concerning the matter. Stop watching CNN. Really, I'm serious. Stop watching the news. They're giving you false narratives. The more I look at a news or clipping while I'm watching my, you know, watching something and it comes on, I get frustrated. I get frustrated with the way the United States, the way the White House is handling things. It's not everybody. It's not everybody. I mean, I just get frustrated. So I don't want to see it because it frustrates me to think that we nothing but cowards. Like when everything, to me, I say everything starts with us and it ends with us. We should be I can't say that word either, but we should be in charge is what I want to say. Glory to God. So we thank God for you guys tonight being with me. I'm not going to be before you long. We're going into a familiar passage of the Bible. If you have your Bible, let's go to Hebrews 1, 11 and 1. Glory to God. Hebrews 11 and 1. Thank you, Lord. How many of you are praying tonight? How many of you are praying for me? How many of you are praying for your leaders? You know, the old people say it's a mighty good wind. It's a mighty good wind that never changes. A mighty good wind that never changes. It behooves me how we say we love people, but we don't pray for them. We don't cover them in prayer. And the only time we really talk about them is as long as they're giving us stuff. But when they ain't giving us nothing, we don't want to, you know, we don't talk about them. And man, let us go to Hebrews 11th chapter, beginning at verse 1. This is what's going to keep you. The Bible says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtain a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Which are seen were not made of things which do appear. All right? Glory to God. Now faith is confidence in what we are hoping for, and assurance about what we do not see. Can I tell y'all, it ain't faith if you can see it. Let me say it one more time. If you can see it, it ain't faith. Right? Some of you are believing God for new homes right now, and you're saying $250,000 is too much. $350,000 is too much. What about $400,000 is too much for a house right now? But if you got faith to believe God, you say, well, Apostle, I can believe God all I want to, but my money ain't adding up, how I'm going to keep it? Well, all I'm going to say to y'all tonight, if it's his will, it's his bill. And I don't care if it is a $400,000 house, and you may, and if they give you a loan for it, I'm sure God is able to keep you in that house. If it's his will, that's what we got to know. Is it his will? Now, faith is confidence. You got confidence in what you're hoping for, what you're believing God for. What are you believing God for tonight, people of God? Are you believing God to save your families? Are you believing God to save your children? Are you believing God to save your spouse? Are you believing God to save you? Or you can't believe God to save your spouse because he in the world, all the way in the world. But didn't he save you? If he saved you, he can save him. Because somewhere down the line, y'all had to be alike for y'all to be married. Uh-oh. Well, you know, they say opposites attract, but somewhere you had to agree with his worldly ways because you married him. When you married him, if you married him, he wasn't saved. You must was in agreement with the way he was. Come on here. Don't play with me tonight. Now faith is confident in what we are hoping for. It is a fundamental fact of existence. And is that's what we are trusting God. Faith is the existence, the fundamental fact of existence. And is that we trust God. I trust God. You trust God. Right? By faith, we understand that the universe was formed of God's command, so that what is seen was not made out of what was visible. All right, go back to Genesis. The Bible says God created the earth, but he didn't just create the earth. Nothing happened until God spoke it. He had to speak those things into existence. So that was faith. He spoke it. When he spoke, things happened. Right now, if you begin to speak it, speak it, speak it, then you'll have what you say. But you first got to believe that he is a rewarder, and we're going to get into that to them that what diligently seek him. It ain't faith if you can see it. If you can see it, it ain't faith. So faith is relying on what you don't see, but you're believing God. You're hoping that God will answer what you're requesting, that God will give you what you've requested. But because you don't see it, you still believe that he can do it, right? Glory to God. Hallelujah. For by it, the elders obtain a good report. Hallelujah. It is a firm foundation under everything that makes life worth living. It's our handle on what we can't see. We can't see it. I can't see right now me having $1 million in my hand and not being able to help the homeless. I can't see that. Because I know if I get $1 million, Lord have mercy, I ain't going to say what my husband said, but if I get $1 million, they're going to be good. You better hear what I'm saying tonight. But I can believe that God will and can give me the money, because God can't trust everybody with money. He can't even trust you to pay $100 times off of making $1,000. So why would he give you $10,000 or $1 million and he can't trust you with $100? Lord, who am I talking to tonight? Help us, the Lord. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord. And so you're going to see in Hebrew, you're going to see about these different persons. They offered the sacrifices. They believe God and things happen. They believe God and things manifest. Go to verse 6. And it says, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is. And that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. You know why you can't believe God? Because you don't seek it. If you sought God, if you sought after God, you would know his ways. You would know his attributes. You would know his will for your life. If you begin to seek him, the Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God. You got to seek him first. You got to seek him in his kingdom first. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Don't forget about his ways. His righteousness is his way. Then he says, and then all these other things, after you done sought him, after you done sought his ways, after you done sought his will, then everything else can be added. Then that means that husband can come, that wife can come. Oh, yeah, the children can come for those of you who can't have kids. That means, oh, yeah, the businesses will come. That means the multi-million dollar apartment complexes can come. That means $1 million in foundation. Come on, it can come. But you first got to believe. You first got to seek. You first got to know his will. The reason why we mess up because we don't know what his will is. I've heard people pray this. Lord, if it be your will. He said, Lord, they want you to bless them. But if it be your will that you bless them, because see, they ain't right, God, but if it be your will, bless them. That ain't the way you pray to our Father. You ought to know his will. Father, I thank you now that you reign on the just as well as the unjust. So, Father, bless us all indeed. Enlarge our territory. Pray the prayer of Jabez. But don't go in there, if it be your will, because they ain't right. God already know how they are. He know how you are. But you better be glad tonight that he looked beyond our faults and saw our needs. Because if he looked at you and the mess that you're in, he probably would turn his head. But because he's a merciful God, he still looked beyond everything that you're going through. He looked beyond your nasty ways, and he saw your needs. He met your needs. So don't worry about nobody else and their problems. All you ought to say, God, bless them. He told us, he says, listen, he says, pray for those who despitefully use you and say all manner of evil against you. Bless them. Bless your enemies. Bless them. So why y'all want to put them on the cross and nail them to the cross? Didn't nobody nail you to the cross. They should have put you up under the jail. But they didn't do that. They had mercy on you. We don't want to extend to others the same grace that God has extended to us. And you're going to have to do that. And you say you are a man and or a woman of God, but you don't want to extend grace to nobody? You want to condemn them to hell? Come on here. You can't do that. Didn't nobody do you that way? They prayed with you. They labored with you. They waited on you to get delivered and set free. Hallelujah. But they didn't condemn you to hell. They, oh, Lord have mercy. Every time they prayed for you, you went back out there and you got 10 times worse. But they didn't throw you away. They didn't throw you to the wolves. They still covered you until you recovered. But now you don't want to give the next man an opportunity. You want to condemn him to hell. And that same person may have to give you a hand up. Y'all better be careful how you treat the least ones, because them same least ones, you got to remember, the seasons change. Seasons are changing. Days are changing. Time is changing. Listen, they may be the least one tonight, but before they wake up in the morning by 6 a.m., honey, that bank account could have been shifted. Y'all better wake up and smell the coffee. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And another verse says, by an act of faith, we talked about Enoch, he stepped there completely. Some of us have prayed, and you know, I always say this, Lord, don't let me, I don't want to die and go in the ground. I just want to be raptured up. I just want God to come and just take me on with him when he take all of us, right? And, but Enoch, he skipped death completely. They looked all over, but they couldn't find him because God had taken him, right? We know on the basis of reliable testimony that before he was taken, he pleased God. You know, everybody said Enoch pleased God, right? It's impossible to please God, though, apart from faith. And why is it impossible? It's because everyone who wants to approach God must believe both that he exists and that he cares enough to respond to those who seek him. Listen, the Bible declares that when we pray, not only does God hear us, but he answers us. For those of you who have stopped praying, your prayer life is a little shaky. Your prayer life is not where it needs to be. Your prayer life, your intimate time with God, you don't have any. You're too busy getting up, and you from there you go to the shower to work. From there you go, I'm saying it. You get on the phone and check up on your messages. You looking at Facebook before you even go to work instead of getting up, getting on a prayer line if your church has one, or getting up and praying to God if your church doesn't have one. Pray. Go in there and pray. Seek the face of God. But you're too busy getting up and you want to see what's going on that you missed when you went to bed last night on Facebook. That is a proven fact. Y'all, they did a ratio of how many people wake up early in the morning and the first thing they do is go on Facebook. I can't remember the ratio, but you would be surprised to know how many people get on Facebook before they pray and before they go to work, right? So, but if we would spend that time with God, don't y'all know we can move a whole lot of things? The Bible declares that one can chase 1,000 to flight, but two can chase 10,000. If we would but get before God, get in our prayer closet, get in our prayer chamber, and go to God in prayer for somebody else, make intercession on somebody else's behalf, what we could do. Listen, if you don't have intercessors in your church, the church going to crumble. Every church needs to be built on prayer. It needs to have a solid foundation that's built on prayer. And if you don't have intercessors praying for the church, Lord, have mercy. Glory to God. Lord, have mercy. Y'all, we got to believe that God cares enough about us, right? You got to believe that he cares enough about you to meet your need. Listen, you got to believe. You got to trust in him. A lot of you are losing faith in God. You know why? Because you ain't had none in the first place. You only believe in God when you get that money. When the money gone. Mm-hmm. Can't we pray to God when we ain't got no money? Can't we pray to God when we got some? It's easier for you to praise God while you got money, but it's harder to praise God when you broke, right? If you would take out the time to praise God all year long, when you got, when you don't have. Apostle Paul said, I've learned how to be abased and abound, right? I know how to have much, and I know not how. I know how, not to have that much, right? I know how to have. I know how to be full, and I know how to be hungry. What it means to be hungry. So when you can keep that attitude, you will always pray to God. You always praise God. Don't you know that praise confuses the enemy? Your praise can dictate to the devil that you are a true worshiper. Your praise can have him not understanding how is it that you can praise a God who that's not even working on your behalf. How is it? I mean, seriously. When you think God ain't moving, that's when he's moving the most. When you're thinking God not near, that's when he's near the most. When God not answering you, that's when he's closest to you the most. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's skip down to let's go to verse number. We want y'all to know it's just important that we have faith in our Father. It's important to know that there are a lot of people who don't have faith in the times that we're in. They only have faith when they know they're going to get that income tax. Listen, when they put that income tax check in and when the tax preparer places, puts it in the computer and the IRS accepts it, then they're good, right? But then if they don't hear nothing within 7 days, they're getting mad and getting agitated, frustrated, you know, getting ready to curse their God and die. And some of them are like, oh, I ain't got no faith because, listen, they don't say they don't have faith, but their actions show it. You don't have to tell a person if you got faith or not. Faith is an action word. We'll see it in operation. The Bible says that faith without works is what? Dead. So we'll see it. If you got some action, we'll see faith in operation. But it's a shame that we are so moved by money. It's a shame that we are so moved by man. Uh-huh. And I ain't talking about the man. See, Lord have mercy, we are moved by man that ain't even thinking about you. But you'll do more for that man that ain't thinking about you than what you're willing to do for God. A man that you've never seen, but a man that takes care of you. A man that wakes you up. A man that provides for you. But you'll go with a man that you want to be with, and he ain't even your man. But you'll do more for him. You'll give him your money. You'll give him your body. You'll give him your time. You'll give him your vehicle. You'll put him in your house. Oh, yes, you will. And he ain't studying you. I said what I said. He's not thinking about you. But then you got a God over here waiting on you to come back and return, who loves you, who wakes you up in the morning. Amen. Who's there for you? When this man dogging you out, the Lord is still there encouraging your spirit. But you fight that because you know it's God. But this man over here, you laying down your life for a man, and he got two and three and four, five, six women. And you trying to be the seventh one, and he don't even want you. Y'all, please help me to understand. Why, after you turn 40 years old, you should be turning a new leaf. You should be turning a new leaf. You shouldn't be staying the same way you been in your 30s, in your 20s, in your teens, right? You should have bought you some sense. You should have done paid for some sense by now. Y'all ain't going to talk back to me tonight. Hallelujah. But we bless the Lord. Anyhow. Glory to God. We're reading on further down. Glory to God. I want y'all to know that God, he cares about every detail that pertains to you. Every detail, you know, and don't y'all ever think for one time, I don't care if you're not living like you know you should be living. That doesn't mean that God doesn't care about you. The enemy want to make you feel like God doesn't care. But the Lord is waiting on y'all to return. He's waiting on you to return back to him. And I want to make a request tonight, you know, that you give God your life. Amen. Give him your life. Show him how much he means to you. Amen. Show him. Tell him. But show him. It's in your actions. It's got to be an action thing, right? We need to return back to our true love. Ain't nobody going to love you like the Lord. Ain't nobody going to do you like the Lord. So listen here, forsake this world, because this world is on its way to hell. And I hope that you don't go to hell with it. Amen. I hope that you stay in right standings with your Father and receive the promises of God, for his promises are yea and amen. Hear me? Yea and amen. God is providing for us. I don't care what nobody says. He is providing for his children, even in a pandemic, even in a famine, even in a war. God is providing. Even in a war zone, God is still providing. Y'all be good. Be good tonight. I want y'all to sleep well, because a lot of you, I can feel your hearts are racing. A lot of you don't know whether, you know, which way is up. A lot of you, you're just going through life. You know, up today, down today. You don't know. You're just on a roller coaster ride. It's time to get off the roller coaster and give God your life. Who am I talking to tonight? God is saying, return back home. He says, return back unto me. He says, I have need of thee tonight. All he wants you to do is trust him. If you would only trust him, he wants you to trust him tonight. So I want y'all to make a declaration that I will trust in the Lord with all my mind, with all my heart, with all my soul. I'm going to trust him tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank God for each and every one of you that is tuned in right now. We're getting ready to move on. Hallelujah. We're closing the paperback Bible. Amen. Trust in God tonight, people. I know this wasn't no hooping message. You know, it's a very familiar message. But we're forgetting about the faith. We ain't got the faith. That's the grain of a mustard seed. And you're listening to every Tom, Dick, and Harry. Everybody's coming to you with a story, and you with it. You're going and following, running behind all these prophets, and they can't even speak a life into you. Only thing they prophesy, and you're buying it. You're buying it. You're buying it. You're buying it. Every lie they tell you, you're buying it, because that's what you want to hear. But if they tell you the truth and it tell you it's time for you to get it right with God because you're on your way to hell, you ain't going to want to hear that one. And they probably ain't going to tell you that because they know they ain't going to get no money out of you if they tell you that. But tonight I will. I'm telling you tonight, if you're on your way to hell, you are on your way to hell if you don't turn your life around and give God your life. Amen. Amen. Dr. Kimmy Kim, we're getting ready to open up these phone lines. Y'all, it's storming here. I didn't even think I'd be on the phone this long. We in some bad weather. I think we're still on another tornado watch. Tornado. We have been under it earlier today. We didn't have any damage. Some other places did in Alabama. Amen. And it's coming on back around. So we bless God for each and every one of you tonight. Amen. Y'all get ready to come on. I want you to give us your name, city, and state that you're chiming in from. If you have a prayer request, let us know when you come on the line. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So good evening, caller. You're on the air with the apostle.
Good evening, apostle. Dr. Sylvia Hunter, how are you?
I'm well. How are you tonight?
I'm blessed just like you. I want to thank God for the message tonight. And I pray that God add unto you when you support out in Jesus' name.
Amen. God bless you. Thank you for joining me on tonight. Amen. To God be the glory.
Amen.
Amen. Thank God for what he's doing in your life. We give God praise. We give him glory on tonight. And I just want you to know, God is pleased with your woman of God. Keep pushing. And don't look
Amen.
Back.
Amen.
God bless you. And I love
you. God bless you. Love you too.
Amen. Thank you. Good evening, Paula. You're on the air with the apostle.
Good evening, Pastor Dr. Sylvia Hunter. How you doing tonight? And thank you for that word that you brought forth. It's much needed, because the Lord, he did say that it's impossible to please him without faith. So I really thank you for bringing us this word on tonight. And may the Lord fill you back up as you release his people in Jesus' holy name.
Amen. Thank God for you tonight, woman of God. We praise God for you. Amen. Continue to declare the truth. Continue to stay on the wall, because it's much needed. Don't come down. Mm-hmm. I don't care who don't like how you pray, how long you pray, what you pray. Keep praying. Mm-hmm. God Amen. Is getting the glory out of your life. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for joining me on tonight. I love you.
Thank you. I love you more. Brookhaven, Mississippi. I love you. Forgot it. Love you.
Hey, okay. Good man. God bless you, Minister.
Yes, ma'am.
Hallelujah.
Good evening,
caller. You on the air with
your Good evening. This is another Brookhaven, Mississippi resident. Thank you. This is Mr. KB. How are you?
Thank you for the message.
Thank you for that message. And that is so true. We got to continue to have faith. So I thank you for that. I'm going to continue to eat that every day because faith is faith. Thank you, Jesus. I'm nothing without
you. It ain't faith if you can see it, Minister KB.
Amen.
So that's what you need to know.
Amen.
You try to see it. God, it ain't faith if you can see it. That's why you got to trust him. If your faith is in him, you just trust him that he's going to make whatever you want or your desire to come to pass. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that word. Thank you. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I love you and thank you for joining me tonight.
I love you more and I thank you for having me.
Amen. God bless you.
Amen.
Good evening, caller. You're on the air with the apostle.
Hey, well, this is Ronice calling in from Cleveland, Ohio. Great work.
Hey, Dr. Ronice, how you doing?
I'm good.
Hey, man, you sound good.
I'm glad that you did speak on a lot of things that you were speaking on. Some of it, you know, concerned me because I have been through certain things as far as money and everything. A man, and you know, so I hope people really are opening their eyes and listening to what you're saying, because we do attend to serve our men before we serve God. So I just wanted to be the first person. Like, I'm glad you spoke on that tonight, and for the, you know, women out there, you know, just turn yourself over to God and give it to him, because the men ain't worth it. Certain things in life is just not worth throwing your money away on. Give everything to the Lord.
Amen. That was a beautiful testimony. Amen. You know, because it just, you're absolutely right. You know, you could put your faith in a man. I mean, or a woman. It works both ways. Men, you got some women out there you don't put your faith in. And, you know, just sometimes they didn't meet the grain, you know, and they dogged you out. Or whatever have you, but God is always there, right there to pick up the pieces of your broken life. You know,
Amen.
So I thank God for you tonight. Be encouraged, woman of God. God hasn't forgotten about you.
Yes, ma'am.
I love you.
Love you too.
Thanks for joining me. Amen. Hallelujah. Good evening, caller. You're on the air with the apostle. Thank you, God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Well, we do praise God tonight. I thank God for each and every one of you. Amen. I want y'all to continue to pray for me. Amen. Pray for me. Amen. That God, that I would be all that God is requiring me to be, requiring of me, that I would be all of it. I don't want to shortchange God. I want to do just what he's calling me to do without hesitation. Amen. Without resistance. Amen. I want to just be always willing to do what God is calling me to do. Amen. And that I, you know, lead God's people back to him. Amen. That is part of all of our, that should be our mission, you know, to help save the lost at any cost. You know, I know a lot of times, you know, we in ministry, a lot of people feel like, well, if he want me to do it, he going to have to fund it. Let me say this. God will, sometimes you may fund it. I've funded plenty of things before that pertain to the body of Christ. And I've given away a whole lot of my money. I've emptied out 2 bank accounts for the ministry. Yes, I have. But now God is allowing, he's allowing people to be a blessing, right? So I thank God for that. Amen. But don't, you know, with anything that, if it's God's will, he will give provision for it. Yes, he will. And sometimes God gives us provision, and what we do, we mess it up. don't mean you mess it up. You got to be wise. You got to use things. You know, I got to be a good steward over what God has given us all. Amen. Is there anybody else out there on this that have a prayer request or want to chime in really quickly before I go? Last call. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Anyhow. Amen. Well, I thank God for each and every one of you. Y'all meet me back next Tuesday. I hope, you know, and pray that God gives us a word that will make us jump. Sometimes y'all want to hear the hoop and holler, hollering or whatever y'all call it. And, you know, before you move, but every word of God is inspired. It's the word of the Lord is already inspired by God. So because it's inspired by him, it inspires me, you know, just to read it. But let me say, y'all, I want y'all to start appreciating your leaders. Oftentimes I come on the radio broadcast sick, you know, sometimes you never know. I mean, unless I tell you. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes I go to church, preach, sick. I go minister to people's churches out of town, flying out of town, sick, you know, not feeling well in my body or whatever the case may be, you know, and that's because I have a commission. I've been commissioned by God. And I believe when we do what God have commissioned us to do, every flaw that you have, every issue that you have, every thorn in your flesh that you have, God handles it for you. He removes those things when you do what he called you to do. And people say, well, I know I got a call on my life, but I just can't do it. I'm tired. Listen, you don't think I'd be tired? I run a prayer line 7 days a week. We don't have off days. I can be out of town and still get up on the prayer line 7 days a week. Now, the only thing I will do, I tell them this, you're going to have to come on because if it's my husband and our time, and we get a vacation or a weekend where we are just us and we ain't got the kids and all and the grandbaby, and then, hey, and this, y'all come on here, let's get to praying, let's go before the Lord, don't be dragging and slacking, get on here praying like it's your last time because I got to go be with my husband. You know, but I still give God what's due him. I show up for God because he always shows up for me. Even when I'm weak, that's where he's made strong. So y'all, you know, respect those people who, you know, who give of themselves selflessly, and, you know, pray for them. You know, if I had $1,000 line, y'all would be talking about me now to kingdom come. If I had a $500 line, y'all would be talking some junk. Don't ask no, you know, don't have no lines, and y'all still think it's okay to dog folks out the ring, pull their name in the mud. And I'm not just only talking about me. You do it to everybody. Everybody that's not your flunky. You know what I mean? But I'm going to step on your toes. I'm going to step on your fingers. If they down there, I'm going to step on them. Amen. I didn't come here to play with you. I didn't come here to be your best friend. I don't need your friendship. One thing about it, you may not like me, but you better respect me. Or you're going to be dealing with God. And see, that's the thing. You know, you talk crazy about leaders, good leaders. You talk crazy about them. Keep our name in your mouth negatively when you need to be speaking positively. Or if you don't know nothing good, if you ain't got nothing good to say, don't say nothing at all. Don't say anything because God will supply all of our needs according to his riches and glory. He already promised us that. So you ain't going to take nothing out of their mouth. You're not going to stop what God want to do for them. Because you don't like them, wake up. Your little your 1 minute, some of y'all can't even pray 30 seconds. But I'm going to give you 1 minute. Some of your little 1 minute prayers ain't fixing to move God to stop him from blessing us. You cannot curse what God has blessed, and you can't bless what God has cursed. And he called me blessed. So we thank God for you guys on tonight and for those that will come back by replay. Listen, until next time. It has been real. I want to see y'all at the same bat time, same bat station next week. Dr. Kimmy Kim, we love you guys. We love you, Dr. Kimmy Kim. Shalom.